Christian families are displaying their creche or nativity scenes this Christmas Eve. There's the baby Jesus, Mary and Joseph, the three kings. And there's another figure in the Catalonian region of Spain. He's the cagané, or the pooper. He's traditionally a farmer in a white shirt and red cap. His pants are down and he's crouched, defecating by the manger. Now, you might find the cagané odd, even offensive, but Christmas in Catalonia wouldn't be the same without him. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Barcelona.
On the square in front of City Hall, thousands of people line up for a viewing of this year's outdoor nativity scene. The tourists admire the elaborate manger, but the Catalans in the crowd are trying to find the cagané. Barcelona resident Montserrat Sacristán says spotting the pooper is a fun yearly tradition, especially for kids. She says when you set up the creche, you have to hide the cagané in some discreet corner. There are people who put him right up front. In my family, he's always been more discreet, behind the stable, for example. The origins of this odd figure are murky. Historians believe the first cagané appeared on the scene in the 18th century. At Christmas time, he is omnipresent even today, and he represents many things: fertility, farming, but mostly the cagané is a down-to-earth symbol for a down-to-earth people. Indeed, within Spain, Catalans have a reputation for being no-nonsense and industrious. And like some northern cultures, Catalan society has a reputation for being somewhat scatological. This is a video of two small Catalan children beating a log with sticks. It's not just any log, it's the poop log, or cagatillo. Every family has one. You paint a face on one end and drape a blanket over it. On Christmas Eve, kids hit it and exhort it to defecate. When they lift away the blanket, they find treats. Treats, their parents tell them, that the log has pooped out. These unique holiday traditions have led one online blogger to dub the region Scatalonia. That's just fine for Catalan Marc Pla. Pla literally depends on the Christmas poopers for his livelihood. At his Cagatillo and Cagané workshop an hour north of Barcelona, Pla is surrounded by tens of thousands of the painted clay figures.
Hay un dicho catalán, dice, caga el rey, caga el papa, de cagar nadie se escapa, ¿no?
We have a saying in Catalonia, he says, the king poops, the pope poops, nobody can escape it. Not even the rich and famous seems to be the message here. Besides the classic cagané, there's an Elvis version on one shelf. Boxes and boxes of President Obama await market. The Dalai Lama shares this intimate moment with John Lennon, and there's Spider-Man next to SpongeBob SquarePants. Last year we missed out with SpongeBob SquarePants, laments Pla. We had Hello Kitty and the Smurfs, but, well, you always forget some popular figure. For Catalans, being turned into a cagané has become an ironic sort of honor. It says you've made it, as it were, but there's clearly an element of teasing, too. At the bustling Christmas market by Barcelona's cathedral, the cagané.com stand is surrounded by shoppers. Schoolteacher Nuria Peñas has bought a traditional cagané to show her pupils, and she's picked up José Mourinho, too. Mourinho is the current coach of the Real Madrid soccer team. Fans of rival team Barcelona love to hate him.
In este caso, sí, es para regalárselo a mi suegro.
It's a gift for my father-in-law, she laughs, who's a huge Barcelona fan. The cagané's haven't made much headway outside of Catalonia. Conservative Catholics protested their inclusion at a show in Los Angeles some years ago. And even here, they're somewhat controversial. Back in 2004, Barcelona's City Hall tried to ban the cagané from its outdoor nativity scene. Its argument: defecating in public is illegal. Officials backed down under intense public pressure. The cagané assumed his rightful position, hidden somewhere in the creche, waiting to be spotted. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.